can experience Jesus, and when you do, you experience real life.
Coming up on Experiencing Real Life.
Real is this. If it ain't real, I don't want to be a part of it.
No.
I hate religion. I cannot stand religion.
There's nothing fake about you, and you're about as real as they get.
I am. And I'm sorry for that in a lot of cases, but I mean, I'm just not smart enough to pretend to be somebody else.
Welcome to Experiencing Real Life with founder and senior pastor Troy Brewer. Open Door Church is a non-denominational international ministry located in Burleson, Texas, in the DFW Metroplex. For more information on all the Open Door Tribe is doing, you can go to opendoorexperience.com or troybrewer.com. Now, let's go to today's message.
Well, hello, everybody. Blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. My friends, guys, it's Friday. Woo! Love me some Friday. Sure do. Always have loved me a Friday. And now that I'm keeping Shabbat, Pastor Jerry, you know, I just started that here just a few months ago, man.
That's amazing.
It is. It's crazy cool, man. Now, the only Jew I have in me is Jesus, okay? I've actually done a DNA test. And like, I know I've got to be Jewish somehow, some way. No, man, I ain't even got a smidgen of Jewishness within me. And I would love to have, because I support Israel, I love Israel, I love my Jewish brothers and sisters so much. But just turns out I'm just a rotten old stinking bacon eater, and I already knew that anyway, so it's okay. Guys, I want to welcome you here to today's broadcast show. I'm in the studio here today with my executive pastor, my good buddy, somebody that I live life with, Pastor Jerry Sellers. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. Yeah. We've seen 2018 come to a closure, and we're jumping both feet in all the way in 2019. It's been incredible.
Yeah, we're not slowing down. You know, at the time that we're actually recording this today, we were in Nashville, Tennessee this morning. Here we are back in Burleson, Texas. And man, yesterday, what did we do yesterday? It was something huge we did yesterday. What did I do yesterday? It was actually the day before yesterday. What was that? Oh, no, we went out to Bowie, Texas.
Yes, on Monday.
We went out to Bowie, Texas, and I want to give a big shout out to all of our listeners and big time Jim Bowie, Texas, right?
Right on.
And guys, I want to tell you, on Fridays, guys, y'all know that we do this podcast, and we actually try, and it's so impossible to keep up with us, and we can't even keep up with us. And so we know what a challenge that is. So once a week, we like to just tell you what all's going on with us. And man, guys, we got some great things to tell you. So I'll tell you what, let's do, man. Let's start off with Bowie. You want to do that?
Yeah, that was a neat trip. We got to go up there. We're actually, through the radio, a lady reached out to us, and we're a ministry that loves on people, helps people. We're a ministry that does everything we can to reach out and help those that are in need. And Lady listens to you constantly on the radio and reached out to us about a gentleman that lives up in Bowie.
Now, this brother, lives in a house. When I say he's dilapidated, listen, number one, I want to just tell you this, okay? Now, we help a lot of people, and I deal with a lot of homeless people. You know,
yes,
I've been, you know, and you know, I have a heart for homeless people. I love homeless people. And
yes, you do.
And we've been doing a work for 32 years on the streets of East Lancaster. And I mean, I've had homeless people in my house. I've done crazy things with homeless people, and they just kind of crack me up. You know, the guys, you know, what about the ones that are just like mentally challenged? Well, those are my favorite ones. I kind of like the crazy ones. I mean, I'm crazy, so it doesn't bother me if somebody else is crazy, I promise you. And this brother that lives up there in Bowie, he's lived in this house. This house, the roof has fallen in.
Yes.
And on some places, if you're outside looking through the roof, Jerry, it's no exaggeration, you can see the sky on the other side of the roof, because this side has a huge hole in it, and then the other side has a huge hole in
it. Exactly.
The house is, well, he hasn't had running water or electricity in his house.
In over 10 years.
In over 10 years. He's a veteran, which is crazy. And he lives in one tiny place inside the house that there's some roof over it. And now the city has condemned it. And the city is not the bad guys in this situation. They're trying so hard to help this guy. And I'm just grateful, by the way, for the city of Bowie, Texas. And we met a bunch of their council members, and they're just good people. And they're like, look, we don't want this guy to be on the street, but we have to condemn this brother's house. And they're right. It's
bad.
It's way bad. So I say all that to say this. We met him. We have found an RV. We're moving him into an RV. We're actually putting him on a lot, a nice lot. He will, and it's a nice RV.
Very nice.
I mean, it's a super.
I'd live in it.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Now, Leanna wouldn't allow me to live in it, but I would live in it. I mean, it is nice. And, of course, he's going to have, you know, water and sewer, and he's going to have electricity and all those things that he hasn't had for decades. And what's real is, I mean, we live, what, 120 miles from there, something like that?
Yeah, it's almost a two-hour drive up there.
Yeah, so we, you know, like, well, what are you doing going 120 miles away to go give somebody housing? Because we're also paying for his house to be bulldozed, which is like $6,000.
Yes.
And then we're having to do a whole bunch of other stuff, and we're actually trying to find a small, what do you call it, just a small manufactured house, like a
modular home.
A modular home to move onto his property. And I want to just kind of put that shout out to everybody that's listening and say this. Hey, if you'd like to help us help a veteran, if you would like to help us, like, there's nothing in this for us, nothing. I mean, this guy, you know, lives 120 miles away from us, but we are going to help him, and we're gonna do this. If you want to help us do this, just call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com and say, hey, I want to help this guy. And you know what? I promise you, we will, because we are going to do this. So, I mean, we might as well. We don't have nothing else to do, right?
No, if we'll go to Uganda and do it, or Tanzania or Colombia, why not do it 2 hours away?
And we do. We do that in Uganda and in Tanzania and in Colombia. And you're right. So what's 2 hours? It's nothing.
Now, that's a shorter plane trip.
It is. Amen. You know what, man? And we do that here. You know, this last year we were on all the news. It actually made national news that we bought our cleaning lady a new house.
Yeah. He was in Israel and walked by a newspaper stand and saw.
It was on the front page of the Jerusalem. What was that? What was that paper? I guess the Jerusalem Post or whatever, but it was actually in English. So, and it was on the front page. I'm like, I am here in Israel, and my picture was on the front page. It was ridiculous. I mean, it literally made news all over the world, and we don't know why, because we've done that a whole bunch of times, and it's just a move of God. I really don't know why. And then we literally had churches from all over the United States call us and say, we want our church to be like, you know, your church. What can we do to help people within our community? And friends, that's what I just want to just tell you, I promise you, whoever you are, you can make a difference. You know, we are saving girls out of sexual slavery. We are doing works all over the world. But right here in our own backyard, you know, there are just so many hurting people. And friends, if the body of Christ does not answer the call, I promise you the UN is not coming. I promise you the socialists of the world are not coming. Hollywood doesn't give a rip, I promise you. It's up to the body of Christ to be the body of Christ. And we're not doing this to try and get people to come to our church. We're doing this because we are the church.
And the church needs to go.
That's right. I mean, the church has got to do this. I say this all the time. I you know what? God help us if all we do is preach the gospel, if we're not going to demonstrate the gospel. We have no business preaching the gospel if we cannot easily point to a whole bunch of areas and say the kingdom of heaven looks just like that.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's something I was taught early on in my walk with the Lord. When Jesus gave the disciples the Great Commission, he said, go, and when you go, lo, I'm with you always.
That's right.
The more you go, the more you carry his presence with
you. That's right. That's exactly right. Well, friends, if you want to stand with us in helping all of the people that we're helping, you can. You can simply call 877-413-0888, or you can go to troybrewer.com and decide to partner with us, because we're doing incredible things. So, you know what? I have some of the stats from this last year, and my favorite stat of all is how many salvations. And let's just talk about that, because the number of people who have told us that they have given their heart to Jesus or raised a hand in one of our services is way bigger than this number, but we don't count them. We count the people that have actually registered, right?
Yes, those that have filled out cards, or those that responded by text that I've received Jesus Christ.
Okay.
So one-on-one contact or these numbers is not the ones that have been in meetings and raised their hands and said they got saved.
Okay, so these are people that actually sign up for discipleship.
And yes.
That's a big deal for us, right? So anytime anybody gets saved in our ministry, we give them a Bible, we give them a salvation kit, and it tells them about, hey, the importance of, let us help you walk this walk now, and you need real discipleship, right? And then how do people plug into that and all that? So how many salvations did we have in the year 2018, my friend?
1,325.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amazing.
It is amazing. You know what? God is just so good to take a bunch of knuckleheads like us and do anything through us. Number one is absolutely incredible, but just, he's just so faithful. I'm just so grateful for that. So that's 1,325 lives. You know, behind every single one of those numbers, Pastor Jerry, is a heart, is a family, is a story, is a transformed life.
Exactly. You look at those numbers like that, and there's over 7 billion people in the world today. And, yep. they say there's, you know, maybe 1 billion that are professing Christians.
Yep.
And so we got 6 billion more people, 6 billion pieces of God's heart. We should take the love of God too.
Absolutely. That's right. Friends, I want to just tell you, man, we're doing all that we can do. And I'm sure that you are too. And if you're somebody that wants to partner with a ministry that is actually taking on hell with a water pistol, man, I just shamelessly ask you to consider partnering with us, because we're doing everything that we know to do. And the more partnership we have, you know what, the more, listen, we know what else to do from here if we have enough partners to be able to do it. So I started the Open Door Food Bank, I don't know, something like 20, let's see, our church is 24 years old, is that right? So we're actually in our 24th year right now. Okay, so I think we started like 27 years ago, because we started it before the church. Our church was born Breach. We didn't start off as a church and started doing outreach. We started off as an outreach and started doing church. And I just want to tell you, Leanna and me and my four kids, we fed people out of the back of my pickup truck. We took food to isolated elderly people, beginning in Sampson Park, Texas, and then we moved it to Joshua, which is where I'm from. And you know what? I've always seen God do some really big things through the food bank. The food bank has always been a hotbed for miracles, a place where God moves. But this year, how many people did we feed this year, Pastor Jerry?
It's amazing to even say this. And when we say this number, people are gonna go, uh-huh. We literally fed 116,000 over that.
Okay, 116,000 human beings we actually gave food to, with no strings attached whatsoever, in a county that only has 170,000 people in it. That's just absolutely incredible. Well, friends, look, I've only got 30 seconds left before the next break, and I want to just encourage you and just tell you this, man. Listen, there's a way that God can use you like he can't use anybody else, and there's a way that you can glorify God like none of the rest of us can. Friends, we're going to continue to go over these stats, because not only did we feed 116,000 people, but guys, we gave away over how many millions of pounds of food?
Over 5 million pounds.
5 million pounds of food just through the Open Door Food Bank. Friends, if you want to partner with us, you can go to 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com.
Did you know that Pastor Troy is not only the senior pastor of Open Door Church, but he's also an author, conference speaker, a father to many orphans worldwide, and a liberator to slaves around the globe? For more information on how you can schedule Pastor Troy for a conference, get more information about our many orphanages, learn about his books, or to find out how we're saving men, women, and children out of the horrors of sexual trafficking, you can go to opendoorexperience.com, AnswerInternational.org, TroyBrewer.com, or finally, TroyBrewer.tv. Now, let's get back to the message.
Okay, friends, welcome back. Pastor Troy Brewer here behind the scenes in the studio, back behind the backstage part of Open Door Church in the studio here with my executive pastor, Pastor Jerry Sellers, yay for you, man. So we're actually talking about the stats for this last year and the incredible things that God did. What's another one of your favorite stats?
Man, we had 278 baptisms. And when we do a baptism, we don't do a normal baptism.
No, we don't.
We go all out. And this last year in August, we actually went down to the Promise, and we used their water that they used for their set as a baptistry.
Right on.
And we probably had close to 7,800 people there, and we baptized 278 people in one setting.
Yeah, actually, all at one time. It was absolutely, and there's miracles that were happening, and people were giving their heart to Jesus.
Yes.
It was ridiculous. And I just want to give a shout out for the Promise, which is at the Texas Amphitheater in Big Time Glen Rose, Texas. And they partnered with us. And you know what, guys? This last year, they invited me to be a part of a promo. And you don't even know about this because I just talked to Brother Chuck King just a few minutes ago. And he was telling me, I asked him, you know, if you use whatever code it was, I think it was Open Door 18 or something like that, then they would give $5 to Answer International. And the check is going to be over $4,000.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. And I just talked to him just a few minutes ago. So they're actually going to partner with us again this next year. And guys, I want to tell you, just wherever you're at on the planet Earth, if you ever come to North Central Texas, man, you got to go to the Promise. I'm just telling you, it is a huge, huge, huge passion play that they've been doing for 30 years, and the set is amazing. And we're actually going to be doing our Easter concert, our resurrection concert. We're going to be doing that out there this year, and it is going to be ridiculous. All right, so yeah, man, we did that baptism. That day of that baptism was out. You know, one of my favorite moments of the baptism was people bringing their children in wheelchairs that were big time challenged. I mean, big, huge monster challenges, and baptizing their kids and their young adults that were in these wheelchairs, getting them out of the wheelchairs, putting them in the water and baptizing them. Oh my gosh, I was just bawling. I was watching it.
It was a move of God, it really was.
There was a great move of God. And I just want to invite everybody too, and just tell you that, you know, we're going to be doing that again this summer. We'll be doing it, you know, we do this several times a year, and we baptize hundreds and hundreds of people all at one time. There's all of our elders and all of our pastors are all baptizing people at the same time. The music is going. Everybody's worshiping Jesus. We even fed everybody this last year.
Yes, we
fed
did.
Everybody. And so, guys, if you want information about that, if you write me or if you call the church here, Open Door Church, I want to just give you the Open Door phone number. It's area code 817-295-7671. So it's area code 817-295-7671. And if you're interested in being baptized, hey, I'd double dog dare you guys to come out and be baptized with us.
Right, it's a game changer.
It is. Okay, so here's something else. All right, so here's another one of my favorite ones. I already told you guys that we actually gave food to the Open Door Food Bank. Gave away over 5 million pounds of food to over 116,000 people here locally this last year. It cracks me up, the hate mail I get. I don't understand why you got to go over there to them Africans and got to be over there to them Indians. I don't know why you can't do something here. Dude, just because you can't do something doesn't mean I can't do something.
And we can do it multiple places.
Yeah, I promise you, man. So we are. We're doing it. We're literally feeding more than 100,000 people a year just within our community, and feeding them the best food you can get. It's incredible.
If you do the math, actually, out of those 116,000, each person got over 45 pounds of quality food last year per person.
That's incredible. Okay. Man, let's talk about... I'm looking right here just as far as Open Door Church goes, and we had... How many first-time visitors? Let's see. We had 3,434. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look
that
up. I know it, man. But that's how many first-time visitors we had. We had over 3,400 first-time visitors that actually signed up and registered as a first-time visitor here at Open Door Church. And say this, that whenever people come to Open Door, when they come for the first time, at the end of every service, we say, hey, if you're a first-time visitor, if you'll meet us right over here, I want to meet you and say hi to you. Wow, that's cool. So what is that number?
That's 66 first-time guests every week.
Okay. Wow, that's a big number, man.
That's huge.
Yeah, that is huge.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, thank you, King Jesus. And friends, these people that are coming, here's what we do. We have a VIP room, and in the VIP room, I meet them.
Yes,
sir. We have, our team is in there. We meet everybody, and I sign a free book and give them a book and thank them personally for coming. And it's a way, because this church is big, and so you might come to church here for years before I ever get to see you or know you, right? And so we try and do it right out of the chute. First time you're here, man, I want to meet you. And just, I want to invite everybody out and tell you this, that if you haven't been to church in a long, long, long time, man, hey, neighbor, that's too long, as the old Wolf Brand Chili commercial used to say. And just say this too, man, that you don't have to come. You know what? You know what? This is what I tell everybody. Man, Jesus Christ does not love you anymore if you go to church. We all agree with that, right?
Exactly.
But if you go to the right church, you will love Jesus more.
Amen.
And guys, I want to help you fall in love with the Lord over and over and over again. Come out and join us at Open Door Church. And you can look us up, man. Our website is opendoorexperience.com. And we're super excited because we're starting a brand new worldwide television ministry that's going to be launching around May or June. I think probably closer to May than June. And we know it's going to be on God TV. We're actually praying that it'll be on Daystar. We're looking at some other networks and trying to negotiate and figure all that out. I've recently become good friends with Joni Lamb, and she is a fine human being, man. And I don't know why she has favor on me, but I say yes and amen to that. Thank God for Joni Lamb.
Yes.
And she's constantly invited me to be on her Table Talk show, and that's just been wonderful. And it's been an incredible exchange. But this show, that this television ministry that's coming up, it's actually called The Open Door Experience. And it's going to be my pulpit teaching here from Open Door Church. And we have 5 cameras, and they're actually in there right now replacing cameras and lights and all kinds of craziness. And but one of the things that's different about it is the intro and the outro, it's not going to be done in the studio. It's going to be done in the field. So it's going to be from the Open Door Food Bank, or it's going to be from Central America or Nicaragua, or it's going to be from Uganda or Nepal,
yes,
where we're rescuing girls or whatever. So I'm jazzed about it.
It's going to be amazing. And that's why so many people, I believe, are coming, because of the experience they get here. One of the things they say, they know the words right on. They know your teaching is, man, it's kingdom. It's transformational. It's powerful. It's enlightening. It's practical. The worship experience here, we have one of the best worship teams around.
Oh, you know, we
it's
do.
It's phenomenal.
No, we absolutely do have one of the absolute best worship teams ever. I'm a professional musician, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yes.
And I want to tell you, I don't play in the band very often at all, because the band has outgrown me, and they are so much better musicians even than I am. And I'm like, wow, that's what I want. I want to hand it over to something and it be much, much, much better, because I was the worship leader here for 20 years. And just recently let all that go. And by the way, it's been tough, man. It's been
You've done good, though.
Thank
You've
you.
Done good.
Thank you. Thank
You've
you very much. Good. But I've been able to do it because Pastor AJ is just such a worshiper. And the worship experience that we have here, and the musicians that we have here. And so guys, look, we're just talking shop here and just telling you our motto is experience real life, right? Because we don't want you just to read about it in a book. Right? And we don't want you just to hear the stories from us. We want you to personally experience King Jesus. The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yes.
Amen. And then real, right? Real is the second part. So experience real life. Real is this. If it ain't real, I don't want to be a part of it.
No.
I hate religion. I cannot stand religion.
There's nothing fake about you, and you're about as real as they get.
I am. And I'm sorry for that in a lot of cases, but I mean, I'm just not smart enough to pretend to be somebody else. Right? I'm just not smart enough to do that. And so I'm just not interested in doing that. So it's got to be real. It has to be authentic. It's got to be genuine. It's got to be pure, right? And then life. Everything about Open Door Church should be life-giving. Everything.
Well, that's what Jesus came for.
That's right. Experience real life. So, yeah, so I'm grateful for the 3,434 first-time visitors who came here last year. And I also want to encourage everybody and say this, come to Open Door Church. And if you're on one of the 70-some-odd stations all over the world that you're like, dude, I'm 2,000 miles away from you, you can join us live online. Every single service that we do is professionally broadcast for free live online at opendoorexperience.com and on all of our Facebook pages.
Exactly. And let me suggest this. It's almost every week we have somebody come to our services that have traveled out of state.
Yeah, that's right.
So come to the Metroplex, take a weekend off, get away with your bride if you have a bride. If not, come looking for one here.
There's a bunch of them here.
Yeah.
And I tell you, they're praying. We got a huge singles group.
Yeah. But we have almost every Sunday somebody from out of state. I've heard you on the radio. I've got to experience it in person.
Well, listen, we would love to see you face to face. Come out. Come out, guys. So you can look us all up. It's opendoorexperience.com. Well, Pastor Jerry, we have less than 2 minutes before we finish this thing up. I just want to hey, will you do another one of these with me?
Sure.
Okay.
Love to.
So you know what? So guys, next Friday, you'll be able to hear this, or you can actually just go to our website, opendoorexperience.com. Is our podcast on there, or is it at troybrewer.com? Okay, so I'm talking to Mason, right? Mason is working here with us. So he's saying that it's actually at troybrewer.com. And friends, I want to just tell you, whoever it is that partners with us and hooks up with us, I promise you, we're going to do everything that we can do to bring the goodness of God and to slap the enemy in the face with God's goodness. Friends, we're doing that here locally. We're doing that all over the world. And I want to encourage you to come and be a part. Now look, you can call 877-413-0888. 877-413-0888, or you can find me online at troybrewer.com. If you're not already partnering with me to help me save girls out of sexual trafficking, last year we saved 893 girls.
That's amazing.
893. Listen, make that your cause. Make that your cause and partner with me. You can find out how to do all that by simply going to troybrewer.com. All right, friends. Well, listen, thank you so much for joining me today. 2018 was incredible, but 2019, oh my goodness, it is the year. It is the golden year. It is a year of gold. It's 5779 on the Hebrew calendar, and that's the atomic number for gold. The word gold in Hebrew has the gematria of 19, and it's 2019. This is a golden year for you.
Yes.
My friends, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Experiencing Real Life with founder and senior pastor, Troy Brewer. Experiencing Real Life is brought to you by Open Door Church, located in Burleson, Texas. For more information on Open Door Church or to keep up with our tribe, you can go to opendoorexperience.com. Pastor Troy is also the author of many books such as Looking Up, Numbers That Preach, and many more. You can find these materials and so much more by going to troybrewer.com. For more from Pastor Troy, such as exclusive content, conferences, and teaching series, go to troybrewer.tv. For those of you who live in the DFW Metroplex, be sure to come and meet Pastor Troy in our VIP room after any of our three Sunday services. You can also watch us online at opendoorexperience.com or facebook.com/opendoorexp. If you would like to contact us, you can do so anytime by calling 877-413-0888. Again, that was 877-413-0888. Tune in next time to hear more teaching from the Open Door Pulpit. Now, we hope to see you soon, so until next time, we'd like to remind you that you are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and you're highly favored of the Lord.
You know, every year I have a great opportunity to go to Israel, but this next year, I'd like to take you with me. Friends, I'm Troy Brewer, and I'm a senior pastor of Open Door Church here in Big Time Burleson, Texas, and I would like to invite you and yours for the trip of a lifetime. Bring your family and decide that you're going to come and go with me and actually worship with Messianic Jews in the land which has been prophesied for 2,000 years and has only been a reality for just a few years. Friends, we're going to be going to all the places that you expect to go, but guys, we're also going to be going to tons of places that you would not expect to go. I'm also going to be actually sending some of my rescue girls that we have saved out of sexual slavery all over the world to be on the bus with us and to hang out with us. It is going to be absolutely incredible. You know, my team has been working so hard to not only make this a very special trip, but to give you a very special prize. Friends, you can find all this by going to troybrewer.com. Don't delay, sign up, and let's go to Israel together.